WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This week, TV critic David Bianculli singles out three programs that deal with talk and are worth talking about. The first is tonight's interview with General Norman Schwarzkopf. The interviewer is David Frost.
When you went to the talks about the ceasefire and so on, and you made those arrangements, looking back now, what angers you most about their infractions or breaches? Is it to do with the use of helicopters to suppress the civilian population? Is it the reports of napalm? What breaches of what they promised you that day anger you most?
I think they suckered me. I think that when they asked me to use helicopters just over Iraq because for the transportation of government officials, that seemed like a reasonable request, and I, within my charter, I felt that was something that it was perfectly all right to grant. I think I was suckered, because I think they intended right then when they asked that question to use those helicopters against the insurrections that were going on. I think that absolutely was their intention. Again, personal opinion, but I just, as I say, they suckered me.
Some of the figures we got to know during the Gulf War have gone from the white-hot spotlight of the global village back to their regular day jobs. Fred Francis and Bernard Shaw, for example. Others continue to stay in the news, like Peter Arnett. But no one has commanded continued attention like the war commander himself. In the space of 1 week, General Norman Schwarzkopf has been interviewed by Barbara Walters on 2020, mentioned in Song by Madonna during her performance at the Oscars, and tonight, given an hour of prime time to talk with David Frost. Frost is very polite and not at all probing, but the general's answers are candid, clear, and often surprising. It's a fascinating interview to watch, with none of the usual wariness and nervousness that comes when the military and the media confront one another. In its relaxed way, it's like another TV talk this week, Thursday night's interview with musician Paul Simon on NBC's Later with Bob Costas. This is the third part of what was supposed to be a two-part interview, but Simon and Costas got along so well that Simon hung around for an extra session. I'm glad he did, because this TV talk is another relative rarity. Costas not only knows a lot about Paul Simon and his work, but cares about it a great deal. And Simon responds to that by discussing his music and his life in a way he seldom has before. Most TV interviews seem to be working against the clock. This one seems to flow naturally, like a casual and genuine conversation.
How much of your best lyrics do you think would stand alone as poetry, or can it never be regarded that way?
That is what is unique about songwriting. I mean, I think you can take individual lines of my lyrics, and they're very interesting, and they may be have a very interesting image. But if they're not attached to the right melody, what's the difference? I mean, there'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover is, greeting card type stuff. But in the context of the melody and in World War II, it was extraordinarily powerful and able to move a nation.
Finally, there's the four-part House of Cards miniseries beginning this Sunday on Masterpiece Theater. It's a modern-day, hypothetical political comedy, all about an ambitious conservative party whip who decides to topple his own government from within, so he can take over. It's terrific. Ian Richardson stars as the calculating politician, and his performance is what qualifies this miniseries as a delightful talk show. Andrew Davies has adapted the story for television so that Richardson's character often stops to address the camera, filling the audience in on his latest nasty bits of business. These asides are a riot. He's like a comic Iago, and he's liable to stop at any time to take us into his confidence, even when he's taking care of business in the restroom.
Not feeling guilty, I hope. If you have pangs of pity, crush them now. Grind them under your heel like old cigar butts. I've done the country a favor. He didn't have the brain or the heart or the stomach to rule a country like Great Britain. A nice enough man, but there was no bottom to him. His deepest need was that people should like him. An admirable trait that, in a spaniel or a whore, not, I think, in a prime minister.
So there, I've mentioned three shows worth watching this week. And because I promised the producer I wouldn't, I didn't even include or mention a certain ABC show that returns to TV Thursday after a long hiatus. But here's a hint.
David Bianculli is Twin Peaks critic, TV critic, for Fresh Air and the New York Post.